the little dagger that he had got from the trolls, and that he had quite forgotten. Nor did the goblin seem to have noticed it, as he wore it inside his breeches. Now he drew it out. It shone pale and dim before his eyes. "So it is an elvish blade too," he thought. "And goblins are not very near, and yet not far enough." But somehow he was comforted. It was rather splendid to be wearing a blade made in Gondolin for the goblin wars, of which so many songs had sung. And also he'd noticed that such weapons made a great impression on goblins that came upon them suddenly. "Go back," he thought. "No good at all. Go sideways? Impossible. Go forward? Only thing to do. On we go." So up he got, and trotted along with his little sword held in front of him, and one hand feeling the wall, and his heart all of a patter and a pitter. Now certainly Bilbo was in what is called a tight place. But you must remember it was not quite so tight for him as it would have been for me or for you. Hobbits are not quite like ordinary people. And after all, if their holes are nice, cheery places and properly aired, quite different from the tunnels of the goblins, still they are more used to tunnelling than we are, and they don't easily lose their sense of direction underground, not when their heads have recovered from being bumped. Also, they can move very quietly and hide easily, and recover wonderfully from falls and bruises, and they have a fund of wisdom and wise sayings that men have mostly never heard or have forgotten long ago. I should not have liked to have been in Mr. Baggins's place, all the same. The tunnel seemed to have no end. All he knew was that it was still going down pretty steadily and keeping in the same direction in spite of a twist and a turn or two. There were passages leading off to the side every now and then, as he knew by the glimmer of his sword, or could feel with his hand on the wall. Of these he took no notice, except to hurry past for fear of goblins or half-imagined dark things coming out of them. On and on he went, and down and down, and still he heard no sound of anything except the occasional whirr of a bat by his ears, which startled him at first, till it became too frequent to bother about.